I heard a number of times from Agon Rav Chaim Shmuel Levi Zatzal in the early 70s. He quoted his Rebbe, Rav Yochum Lubavitz, who was Mashgiach of the Mir Yeshiva, that in the Parsha B'Shalach, there's only one topic. I think there's more than one, but he felt that the preeminent topic is the topic of Bitachon. There are many issues in the Parsha that connect to the idea of Bitachon, and therefore that's what we will address. So let's start with in the Chumash, in Perek Yudalid, the very beginning, Pasuk Beis. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Yudalid, 14, the second Pasuk. Dabrel Bnei Yisrael, V'yoshuvu v'yachanu lefnei pi achiros, Ben Migdol ben Hayom, lefnei Baal Tzvom, Nichicho, Sachanu al Hayom. Here, Klal Yisrael have left Egypt, and now they are commanded, they're directed to do a reverse, go backwards. B'yoshuvu, b'yachanu lefnei p'yachiros. Why? So Rashi, on the spot, has the following comment. Rashi says over here, Kidei Lahatos es Paro. The idea was in order to dupe, to fool Paro, Sheyomru, that Paro should say, Tolim Ein Baderech. Clearly they are operating, they're bewildered, they're confused, there's something convoluted that's happening over here, and this will obviously compel Paro to chase, to pursue Klal Yisrael. And then, of course, then Hashem will go ahead, as the Pasuk goes on to say, Pasuk Gimel, once Paro pursues us, Hashem is going to smite him. V'yomar Paro l'bnei Yisrael nevuchim heim ba'aretz sagar lehem ha'midbar. They're obviously in a state of being nevuch, as I mentioned. V'chizakti eslei Paro v'radaf ha'chaveyem. As a result, I will harden the heart of Paro. The idea was ultimately that they should drown in the Yam Suf. Now the question I have, my father was bothered by this kasha, was this directive that was told to Moshe, was it told to Klal Yisrael? Of course Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael, this is what they should be told. But it could very well be, we don't have any recording of this in the text of the Chumash, that this directive was told over to Klal Yisrael. Perhaps it was only given to Moshe in a private kind of way, not necessarily to transmit to Klal Yisrael, even though the Ramban has a Klal, by Dabra Hashem Moshe, Lemor always means Lemor the Klal Yisrael, that the idea is to be transmitted. But this directive clearly is essentially probably the very antithesis of everything that is logical. And it's certainly a very strong test for Am Yisrael. Beyond that, which makes it even more difficult, is the Gemara Yuma. The Gemara says in Davayin Hey that we know this is also psukim that we are very familiar with. The Klal Yisrael were protected. The Amud HaAnan was the GPS, was their ways. They essentially were directing traffic via the Amud HaAnan. And then we have the Amud HaEsh Balayla. However, there's a problem over here, that now if they're going backwards, so the Gemara says, the Amud HaAnan never traveled backwards. The Amud HaAnan only traveled in a frontal, forward kind of way. It's a Gemara Yuma, that by Hammer base. So here, the Amud HaAnan is no longer accompanying Klal Yisrael. Until now, we know, if you look in the Shmos earlier, in Perek Gimel, slightly before this, take a look at the Pesukim right before this, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'Hashem Holech Udnehem Yomom B'Yamud Anon Lam Kosom HaDerech V'Laylo B'Yamud Eish Lo Yilam B'Lechas Yomom B'Loylo. And now there's no longer B'Yamud Anon, and they're going in the wrong direction. So Klal Yisrael could have complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, what is going on here? Why are we going in the other direction? But Rashi quotes again another very famous Rashi. Rashi quotes over here the following. Rashi says in this perek, in Pasuk Dalin, Shomu l'kol Moshe, v'l'amu hech niskari bel rofeinu. Klal Yisrael listened to Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't say, how are we coming closer to our those that are pursuing us? Elo Amru, Eimanu elo Dibrei ben Amram. My father was bothered by, why does Rashi describe Moshe Rabbeinu as ben Amram? Dafka over here. It's not the only place where you find this expression that Rashi uses from Chazal. So even though there's a stira in terms of the Amud HaAnan that doesn't go except in a forward kind of direction, that's a great Nisoyon for Klal Yisrael. Undoubtedly here, they're omed in this Nisoyon, and that's a second kind of Nisoyon that's relevant over here. Beyond that, there's a Medrash. Chazal, I'll read you the Lashon of the Medrash. I'm not going to read the whole Medrash. It's Yalkut Shimoni, Meshalach I saw. The Medrash compares the plight of Am Yisrael at that moment to a Yonah, Shel Barcha El Nikik Sala Echad. A Yonah, a pigeon, that decides that it has to escape into the cleft of a rock. Why? Because there's some, perhaps, eagle that is pursuing it. And in the cleft of the rock, whom does the Yonah meet? A snake that wants to bite it. So obviously, it can't go forward because of the Nachash. On the other hand, it can't go backwards because of the eagle that wants to pursue it. So Klal Yisrael were, in effect, in a beleaguered situation. What do they do? Perek Yudal Pasuk Yud. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. A few psukim later, I'm reading Pasuk Yud. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael seneem b'nei Mitzrayim Moseach HaReem. Vayiru ma'od vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. And what is the reaction of Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu when Klal Yisrael cry out? Pasuk Tezvav. Pasuk says, Hashem tells Moshe, Matitzak Elai, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael b'yiso. They should plunge into the Yam. And then once they enter the Yam, and then what should Moshe Rabbeinu do in Pasuk Tezayin? Horei mismatcho, unitei esyotcho al hayom buvkoeyu. However, first, what should they do? Go jump into the Yam. Before Kriyas Yamsuf. Before the Yam actually is rent asunder. That's an unbelievable Nisoyam. Even probably greater than the early Nisoyam. When they're asked to go backwards. And go back to the direction of Mitzrayim. So the Gemara has a machlokes. A Gemara in Tzaita. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin. The Gemara has a machlokes regarding this particular issue. How do Klal Yisrael respond to the Tzibui? According to one opinion, each Shevet said, Ani Yoret Chilaleyam, I'm going in first. They all wanted to be Kadashim Shammai. Except there's another opinion. The other opinion says, each Shevet said, Ein Ani Yoret Chilaleyam, we're not going in. Atche Kofatz, Nachshav Ben Amidadav. Till Nachshav Ben Amidadav went and plunged into the Yam. So Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis asked the following Kashya. How is it possible that Chutz Minachshon, the Gemara does not indicate there was nobody else who was ready to, quote unquote, take the plunge? Nobody! There were many tzaddikim. We're talking about Aaron, Hakohen. We're talking about his children. We're talking about Yoshua. We're talking about Kaleb and Yefuneh. How is it that only Nachshon is ready to take the plunge? How do we explain that? So he gave a teretz that Lefi Ani Ozdaiti, I don't fully grasp. I'll tell you what he said. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis suggested that had Hashem told Klal Yisrael to go into the Yamsuf and to die al Kiddush Hashem, if that was the intention, so then many Jews would have been ready to do that. That's not what Hashem wanted. He wanted someone to plunge into the Yam, and essentially, he's going to continue to live, and the Yam is, of course, in Hebrew you would say, Yam Goeshet, a Yam that's swirling about, that is torrential in nature, in terms of the stormy kind of Yam, and essentially they should recognize that even B'toch HaMayim, somehow they'll be able to be Mavatel, Teva, Bitul Gomur. That's a Madrega B'tocha, which is absolutely beyond the pale. And only somehow Nachshon Ben Aminadav felt that he was at that level, at that Madrega, that he can go ahead and do so. And therefore he plunged into the Yam. I don't fully grasp what Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis was saying, but I will tell you, famous, and I assume you're probably all familiar with this comment of Rav Chaim Voloshiner. Rav Chaim Voloshiner has a comment which in Brisk is very popular. I'll read it from the Nefesh HaChaim. He writes, I'm not going to read the entire piece, but part of it, because they say over This I did not hear from Rav Soloveitchik, but I heard from Brisk here in Eretz Yisrael a fair number of times, that the Brisk Rav was also in a beleaguered situation in Europe. He was running away from the communists, from the Nazis, and it was a terrible sakana. Take a look at this. There's a fellow who's written extensive biographies, a fellow named Muller, very fascinating biographies of Brisk Rav and of Chaim Brisker, many, many volumes today. From time to time, when I'm thoroughly exhausted, I read those volumes. I can't keep my eyes open, that's why I read those volumes. So I keep my eyes open. So they tell over there a number of times that the Brisk Rav was in a terrible situation, beleaguered, and he thought this machshava about Chaim Balozhin, I'll read it to you. Inyan gadol uskul nifla lahasil levata mi'olam kol dinim ritzonos shel acherim, has a person who's in a beleaguered situation. What's a segula to save himself? No impression. He basically is mavato of the entire world, and he sees only Hashem is Baruch is operating. Only he has the koach. Einam hashgiach klal al shum koach v'rotzo ba'olam. He more or less, the entire world is non-existent. Only Hashem is operating 24/7. And I'm skipping a little bit. U'mishabeg u'medabeg tar machshavto v'ak la'odin yochid baruch hu. Kein yaspik hu yisbarach b'yado. She'emele yisbad l'me'olam kal ha'kochot v'ratzonu sh'me'olam sh'lo yuchlu lifalo shum dvar klal. Nothing can have an impact on this person. So, I'm not, again, so, shall we say, connected to this idea. It's way beyond my everything I'm all about. But I know this statement about Chaim Balozhin from Rambam, I studied much more carefully than I studied of Chaim Balozhin. And so, I'll read it, Amar Nebuchim, to you. Rambam Mechel Gimel, Perek Nun Aleph. This I saw years ago, when I taught Amar Nebuchim for a number of years. The Rambam there writes the following. This is the Rambam, not of Chaim Balozhin. Ha'ish ha'sholim ha'sagoso. Someone who's reached a very high level of Shlemus. Ha'shelo yosu sikhlo me'ashem tomit, 24/7. No hesach hadas me'ashem yisbarach. Tiye bo ha'ashkocha tomit. So the ha'ashkocha of Hashem will be on him 24/7. V'ha'ish sholim ha'sagos, such a person who's reached such a level. Asher tifne machshavto me'ashem k'tzat yitim. So let's say a person who's not on that level, but a bit lower, he's not able to 24/7 be focused on Hashem. Says the Rambam, Ti Ashkocha Bo, Rak Beit Choshva Hashem Lebad. So his Ashkocha will be a bit less. He's not on the same level because he obviously is not 24/7 connected to Hashem. He's only connected to Hashem 22/7, 21/7. The Rambam continues. So when he's not connected, V'tosu Ashkocha B'meno Beis Isko. So when he's not involved and not connected, then the Ashkocha will not be of that enormity. And now I'm skipping. Umneze Yeroyli, the Rambam says it appears to me. By the way, in general, when the Rambam used the Lashon of Yeroyli, I know in Mishnah Torah for sure. Now, Soloveitchik used to say, this Lashon is used by the Rambam, sometimes by the Rosh, Yeroyli. So he said that when the Rambam cites a din, and the Kesef Mishnah, and the Magna Mishnah, and the Lechem Mishnah, and the Kevasa Mishnah, and all the Mishnahs, they attempt to find what the source of the Rambam is. Every Gemara. So you can argue whether the Rambam learned Pshat and the Gemara correctly, the Rambam learned Pshat and the Gemara correctly, but the Rambam says Yeroyli. Forget about it. That means he's bringing essentially a raya from his knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula. The fact that he was literally knowledgeable everywhere, and that's stronger than all the particular Gemaras that the Rambam may have cited, the Kesef Mishnah, and all the Mefarshim of the Rambam. So Caleb would have cited to support his thesis. So the Rambam says, "Umneze Yeruali, appears to me, Kol Mi Shetimtzayu Ro Meros Olam, whoever is accosted, whoever encounters some difficulty, some challenge, Min Anaviim O Min Achasidim Ashleimim." Whether the person is a Novi or a Chassid, but they are Shleimim. They are people, the way the Chaim Balozhin defined it, 24/7 connected to Hashem. No Esek Hadas. Says the Rambam, Lo Mitzahu Harahu Rak Beis Hashichahi. When will that evil, or when will that challenge really be able to undo them? Only in a moment when they are not connected to Hashem Yisbarach. Ulufi Orech Hashichahi, Obchisus O'inyin Asher Esasigbo, Yeh Otsim Harah. The same Yisodas of Chaim Balozhin. People know that Chaim Balozhin. It's a Rambam. A Rambam on the Buchim. Okay. Not too many people study about the Buchim. I found the Mordechai Buchim to be the most exciting sefer that I probably ever learned in my life. It's not only a Musa sefer, Shein Kamo. When I was in Yeshiva in Itri, that's what I did for Musa. The Yeshiva could understand. I was learning Mordechai Buchim. I used to learn in the beginning, Chani Shelel, I was kind to him. So I learned Shari Tshuva, I did the classics, Maseilas Yesharim, Chavis Halvavis, but then after that, I decided we'll learn the real Musa, which is the Moreh Nebuchim. And even though the Moreh Nebuchim seems to be more of a philosophic bent, it is Musa Shen Kamo. Anyway, this is the Yesod of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Okay, so now coming back to the issue, Reb Chaim Shulevitz, what he suggested, what, Aaron HaKohen wasn't able to come to that Madrega? Yeshua Benun didn't come to that Madrega? So it's hard to understand exactly, but I will continue on the idea of Yitokhom, which is what I want to talk about. After a number of days, I'm reading now Perek Tesvav. Look at the Chumash if you have it. Perek Tesvav, Pasuk HaBeis. Another test. One after the next. Vayasam Moshe Yisrael Miyamtsu Vayitzu Amid Bashur Vayichu Shosh Shemid Bamidra V'lo Amatsid Mayim. 3 days without Mayim. When was this? When did this take place? Chodesh Nisan, where it's rather warm, and here Klal Yisrael are walking in the Midbar, and we know that they also came with Sonu Bakar, Miknei Kavim Me'od, are accompanying them, and clearly they're in need of water. By the way, this Bali Musa pointed out, how many animals were there? It says, Sonu Bakar, Miknei Kavim Me'od, when they left Egypt. They had a very large amount of cattle. So the Gemara says in Becheres, I happen to have learned Becheres with Rav Gershon Zaks, the Chatzal of the Bracha, a son of Rav Mendel Zaks. He said, Shurim in Manhattan. He's the grandson of the Chafetz Chaim. So he said, I'm Becheres. I happened to go. I accompanied Rabbi Ganak and a few others along the way for a year. So we got past Tafei. He learned Becheres at Briskov. So there's a Gemara in Becheres Tafei, mind-boggling. The Gemara said that there's not one Jew, en lecha kolecha bechem Yisrael, shalohayu imo tishim chamorim teunim mikaspo zovah shel Mitzrayim. When they came out of Mitzrayim, and that's what Avraham Avinu promised them, v'achrechei yetzu b'chutz gadol, so the Gemara said they came out, each one had 90 camels laden down with all kinds of booty, zav and kesev, which means they're talking about shishim ribo ish, 600,000 plus people, each one 90 chamorim, do the mathematics. We're talking about, how many were there altogether? I think I made the cheshbon, 54 million chamorim. Could you imagine an Eder of 54 million chamorim who are braying, is that the proper verb? Braying from thirst, and we're not talking about the rest of Tzonu Bakar. Mikne kovim o, the Pasuk says. Wow! That is, I would say, even more noise than I hear at Chasanis. Generally what I hear at Chasanis is essentially...
How do they feed 55
excellent kasha.
Donkeys?
I cannot answer that question. The question is far better than any answer that I could possibly prefer to you. I know that I can't imagine the noise that many chassanas I hear, essentially what I call cacophony. There's no longer any music. That went the way of all flesh a long time ago. But whatever the case, it's clear one God of one's mind. Here there's no water. And now we have all this brain. And we have all this. We have also women and children, etc., etc. Okay, so now they come to a place after 3 days. And what's the problem over here? So the water that they have, Baruch Hashem, but it's not water l'shtiyah. Could you imagine the reaction of Klal Yisrael? As they would say in the Yeshivish parlance, I'd go out of my kelim. What do Klal Yisrael do? I'm reading Pasuk Chavdalim. So how do Chazal understand this reaction of Klal Yisrael after 3 days of Tzimaon, thirst in the Midbar, and the water that's given is not Roi L'Shtiyah? So Chazal somehow see in this reaction a reaction that's not appropriate. And Chazal, Gemara Nerchan, I believe, counts as one of the 10 Nisyonos that Klal Yisrael was subjected to. What in heaven's name could be the taina against Klal Yisrael? What did they do? They didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu like they said all the other times, Lama Heli Sonam Mitzrayim, why did you take us out of Egypt? Or something along those lines that you have in Shemos Yudalud and you have in Shemos Tezayin and you have in Yud Zayin. There's so many complaints that the Torah, actually a litany of them, the Torah, here they simply said, Ma Nishteh. What's the problem? Why are they to be faulted? What's not to say there? 3 days, I'm parched, I'm thirsty, I don't have water. And we ask for a bit of water. So Rashi asked the kasha. Rashi in Tesvav Pasuk Chafei. Rashi said the Taina was not on the question itself. Rashi says, Lo nimlechu b'moshe b'loshen yofe. Elo nisleinenu. Rashi said the problem was the niggin. The niggin they used was not a proper, appropriate niggin. Unbelievable. So, had it come to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Yolamdenu Rabbeinu man nishten, Rebbe, please teach us, what are we supposed to drink? It would be b'seinim. Or they said, I don't know, Bakish aleinu rachamim, ask Hashem for rachamim, we should have water that we should be able to drink. That would be b'seinim. That's what Rashi says. Because the person has the right to be mispalel al tzrochav, and maybe even a chiyuv to daven for his needs. That's what tefillah is all about. But they didn't come with the questions that they posed to Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather they came, Vayilonu alom lemor man yishteh. They came with a niggin of tluna and trunya, some sort of a complaint, and therefore there's some sort of a pgam, and this is one of the asar nisyanis. The Gemara says, Erechin, they were manaseh Hashem in the midbar. That's one explanation. I'm trying to provide some sort of rationality for the nature of this issue. Maybe one could say the issue was not so much the niggin, but rather the nusach of the question. What does it mean, man yishteh? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, we should live without drinking. We know that there were people who lived without drinking. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai. Arboim yom v'arboim laila. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, b'li lecho, b'li shtos, that's Pesukim in Dvorim. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I taught this. Eliyahu HaNavi, in Melachim. He also lives 40 days without eating or drinking. Melachim, Alvin Perek Yutess over there. Very clear Pesukim. We learned it a short while ago. So there is such a madrega. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants to put them in this madrega. They should be like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Eliyahu HaNavi, 40 days. But since they, in effect, are mislonin, by Yilonuham, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yishter, they didn't come to that madrega. And as a result, in effect, somehow, there's some pgam. So what does Hashem do? The Pasuk says, by Yitzhak El Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yoreh Hashem Eitz, by Hashaych El Amoyim, by Yimtiku Amoyim. So now, Klal Yisrael has mind, that's Roy Lishtiyah. So it could be that maybe the question of Man Yishteh was not a problem in the digging, or the Nusach. Instead of saying Eich Nichyeh, they said Man Yishteh, but maybe the Etzim question itself is a Chocha, that there's something lacking in their level of Bitochon. So I want to just, a few moments, deal with the issue of Bitochon. This is a big machlokis among Gdoli HaVishon and Gdoli Achronim, how to define bitachon. Many of the Chachmei HaMusar, I would say the one who's really the most well-known of the Chachmei HaMusar, Rabbi Yisrael Salant. So you also, I don't know if you ever encountered people from the Vardek. So I was zoche to hear Musa Shmuzin from in 1971-72 from a few of the Vardekis. Wow. They're amazing. They understand bitachon to mean the following. That if a person really has been talking to Hashem b'chalibo, the Baal Shem will be mali ritzono, no question about it. And they told over, there's Navardika, of someone actually who wanted to travel to get to Moscow, but he didn't have enough money to purchase a ticket in order to get to Moscow. But he had been talking to Hashem, he's going to get to Moscow, and guess what? Min HaShamayim, somehow a ticket came down, and all of a sudden, he finds himself able to travel to Moscow. That's how the Navardik is, and we saw Salat. That's more or less the approach they take regarding the matter of Bitochon. Basically, instead of asking, Man Nishteh, Klal Yisrael should have been Bitochon, that they'll get water, and then undoubtedly they would have gotten water. That's one approach. I don't believe that is the, shall we say, even, not only is it not the Derech HaMamutza, I don't think it's the Derech, which is Rov, Gedolei HaRishonim VaAchronim subscribe to. And the one who really, more or less, is able to formulate it in the most beautiful way is the Chazon Ish in the Sefer Emunah Bitochon. Chazon Ish writes that Bitochon means the following, that not the Madrega of Rabbi Yisrael Salant, that Madrega is for maybe Tzadikim, Malachi Ashores, Dodi Yisrael, people of incredible caliber. But that's not the classic Bitochon for people like myself. So what exactly is Bitochon? I'll read you the Lashon Chazon Ish. I took it from the Emunah Bitochon, Perek Beis, Os Aleph. Ha'imun she'im mikre ba'olam. There's nothing that happens in the world. B'chol ha'nasa tachas ha'shemesh, ha'kol ba'achroza v'ito yizbarach. Everything is a directive from on high. Every single event that occurs. The truth is, the one who says this, they don't need the Chazanish. It's a Ramban Chumash. Last week's Pasha, the end of Bo. Ein Mikra, the Ramban said, there's no happening that occurs in the world that doesn't have the Yad Hashem, the stamp of Hashem on it. I'm not the one who's Koveya, what's going to happen, but rather I believe that everything happens by Hashkocha, that, what did we say there in the Yud Gimel Ikrim? Osa, Ose, V'yase, Kol Amasim. The Rav Hashem is the one who did, does, will do, or the Pasuk in Tilim, it's even better, my father used to call this Pasuk in Lamed Zayin, Me Hashem, Mitzadi Gever, Kol Nonu. Basically, the Mitzadi Gover are all directed by Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to be Madrich me, what's good for me, what's not good for me. I want to win the Irish sweepstakes. I think that's the best thing that can happen to me. The Baal Shem decides, no, apparently it's not the ideal for you to win the Irish sweepstakes. Better you should work for a living, and that's the way you should go. So, essentially, Yosef is the classic example. You thought one way, you told the brothers, Elohim, Hashem Ado Tova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought otherwise. Leman Aso Kayom Azeh, Lach Yosam Rov. That's why I was sent down to Mitzrayim, because it's all a means to an end, part of the that'll come to fruition. Yibam Shem found it, that this was the Havish Shulchan Lamokom. He has many emissaries, many ways of doing things that he decided to do. But according to this position, the Chazanish, which I believe is the mainstream position, that nothing happens in this world which doesn't have the Hashkoch of Hashem Yisbarach, so Klal Yisrael did not have to ask as well, Ma Nishteh. They could have had to be talking to Hashem. He'll do that which is ideal. He'll carry out that which they have to carry out in the ideal kind of fashion. And of course, there's a mitzvah to daven Hashem be sorah, but to ask kashas and to complain about the hanog of Hashem is barach, that's awesome. That would seem to be the more or less the classical position, namely the Chazanish and the Ramban and most Rishonim and Dolei HaMusar as well regarding bitachon. Now, what follows upon the heels of this? Man. Hashem gives man omer lagugoles. Derech Agav, my father Shom used to say, what are they complaining? Atom, nafshenu yevesha ein kol, bilti el hamon einenu. How did my father interpret that pasuk? Nafshenu yevesha, what do you mean? The man had every possible taste imaginable, the Gemara says. You want the steak? The man tasted like steak. You want the strawberry shortcake? Tastes like strawberry shortcake. Whatever you like. So my father said, "Is v'dayv the pasuk, bilte alaman einenu." But in terms of its appearance, the zelba appearance, whether it was steak or strawberry shortcake, einenu. My father v'dayv lashon of the pasuk. The word is used a number of times. That was the issue because the Gemara says in Yuma, why? I mean, that's how we know that people who prepare food, what they do is all kinds of beautiful coloring. I don't know. Someone just told me the other day, salami is encased in this red casing. In order to attract the eye. And all the other, we have orange carrots, and we have green string beans, and we have all different types of colorations, and different hues, and multicolored food, in order to attract us, the Gemara said, because a blind person is not, unfortunately, doesn't have the same hana, God forbid, that an individual who, a blind person, God forbid, doesn't have the same hana as a person, Baruch Hashem, with eyesight has, because of the tseva of the ochel. So my father saw that was the issue. Bilti el amon einenu. All the same, whether it tastes like steak or strawberry shortcakes, we want to have multicolored, multi-hued kind of foods. Okay, so the man is a tremendous nisoya. So they were told here, Ishad Yosef Imenu Ad Boker. I mean, Tazayin, Pasuk Tazayin. That's the, each one gets the same amount, Omer Lagugoles. Before Alos HaShachar, you have to get rid of the man that remained. You have to believe that tomorrow a man's going to come anew. That's a tremendous nisoya. Here I am in the Midbar, I'm in the desert. I don't have a clue how I'm going to sustain my wife, my family, my children, my animals, and yet what do we tell me? Don't leave anything over. Chas v'sholom, no shirayim. Believe in Hashem. Dasa v'avirom, don't believe. And as Rashi says over there, v'ayom toloim v'ayivash. Even if you want, you can't leave over man for tomorrow. It's not in your hands. It's something which is from on high. So obviously, all this has to be based on a Navi. The Navi has to tell him, tomorrow there will be man. Another is to tell him, tomorrow you'll be able to go into the Dead Sea. Person can't, on his own, go ahead and plunge into the sea and says, oh, Hashem is going to do Kriyas Yamsu, like Gemara has a chulin, the first parak. But there's a Novi, then there's an obligation, Lahamin, Liftoach, and then still Nisayim. So the man was a tremendous Beit Sefer for Bitachon. It comes to teach you, and this is already mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Aleph. Mishnah Berurah, Siman Aleph, Simkot, Yud Gimel, very beginning of Mishnah Berurah, I wrote down his Lashon. Ein ribui ha'ishtadlus ma'al mu'uma. Mishnah Berurah writes. Because here, what the Torah is describing over here, that what the Gemara says in Beitza and elsewhere, Bizon also shel adam k'suvin lo, a person's panasa is already fixed, and no matter how person, how much ishtadlus a person will do, he will not achieve any more. And when the Torah says here, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, omul ha'gugoles, that's the amount for each person. It doesn't make a difference how much time you invest in collecting the man or how many pots and pans you bring in order to collect the man. The exact amount is exactly the amount that's going to be given to you. There's a famous Ramban of Ayesha. We spoke about this Ramban a few times. Ramban says, in the context of in that context over there, how unbelievable, how Kadosh Baruch Hu is begalgel dvarim. Says the Ramban, "Hacharitzu sheker, Rabbi Machshavas b'levish v'atzas Hashem yisokem." All the diligence and industriousness that people think they're going to do this and do that and do the other thing, it's all sheker. Or the way the Mishnah Berurah says, "En gribe havishtadlus molam u'uma." So over and above that, which a person min hashamayim is nigzatim in mekabel, and this they saw in the midbar in the course of their 40-year peregrination. That's exactly what Ribbono Shel Olam taught us. So, different Jews have different socioeconomic situations, and the truth is that I'm very into Tanakh, which I think all of us should be into Tanakh. When I started coming to Eretz Yisrael, started in the 70s, so then I wasn't so into Tanakh. But then when I finally came here, this is Baruch Hashem, year number 29, so Rabbi Levin Sol Shlita told me, so I told him, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, you don't have to worry about it. So it says in Shulchan, what's a Talmud Chacham? Mishi Yodei Alisa V'litim Roma Kamos Hashas. So I can talk about one sugya that I'm learning right now. That's what I can discuss intelligently. But everything else, forget about it. So you got a kick out of that. Anyway, so he told me I should learn Tanakh, so I started learning Tanakh. I tried learning that four times a year, the entire Tanakh. Usually I have a Tanakh with me next to, I'm stuck in Kalkib all the time. That's when I learn Tanakh. I'm not joking. A few pokim a day, I get accomplished. And if I don't have pokim, I hope I don't have. Especially Kvish Shesh Yisrael has saved my life, provided Hatzolah for me to Yerushalayim every day. So I no longer have the pokim I used to have. So now I got to actually learn Tanakh. I can't do it ben gavra le gavra or ben kak le kak. But anyway, so the you look at Tanakh. I just give you a few examples. I'm very into Divrei Hayomim. I have to like that sefer a lot. But Divrei Hayomim, so. Shalom Melech, it says one time here, I'm reading Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Dalet. It says one time, Shalom Melech, Lo Dorash Bo. So Chazal say this took place when there was a Melchama with the Plishtim, when Achia HaKayim wanted to ask the Urim B'tumim, and Shaul told him, Esov Yodecha, the matzav is very urgent, the Plishtim are gathering, and we have no time to ask the Urim B'tumim. We have no time to consult Hashem Yisbarach at this point in time. That was considered to be a chet on the part of Shaul HaMelech, lo dorash bo. He wasn't dorish, dorim metumim. He should have understood that as much of a chacham as he is, how he's going to defeat the plishtim, but Dvar Hashem is certainly, he tokul. And therefore, even though it's true, he prevailed over the plishtim over here, but still he should have asked dorim metumim, and if he didn't do so, that's called lo dorash bo. David HaMelech actually, over here as well, and this you see actually earlier in Shmuel Beis, Shmuel Beis in Perakei Pasuk Yutes, David HaMelech asked Hashem regarding Muhammad of the Plishtim, and in one Muhammad Hashem told him to attack the Plishtim, and the second Muhammad here Hashem tells him don't attack the Plishtim, but wait, he waits and defeats the Plishtim afterwards. He has a moon of Hashem, he has Bitochem, and the same idea we see throughout Tanakh. The one who discussed this is the Rabban of Chukosai, a very famous Rabban, one of the most sensational Rabbans that you could find. Also Melech Yehuda. So Asa was the king of Yehuda, and there was a Melchama against, also this is Divrei Hayomim, I think the second Divrei Hayomim, here in Perek Yudalid. Asa has a Melchama against Zerah HaKushi, and he cries out to Hashem, he says, I have no ability, Yeni Koach La'akos, Ani Erdov, and you take care of the Kushim. And that's what happened. He runs after them, and Hashem smites them. The Kushim had a tremendous army. Here it says here, Elef Alofim, they were thousands of chayalim, of soldiers, also vanquishes them. Why? Because he turns to Hashem. And yet, in the other milchama of Asa, which is found here, Malachim Aleph, in Perek Tesvav, against Basha, he's the Melech Yisrael, instead of having to be talking to Hashem, he sends them, he bribes the Melech Aram to help him against Basha Melech Yisrael. Hashem gets angry. He should have had bitachon and not look for assistance with Melech Aram. So again, Hashem punishes Asa. That's also mentioned. Divayomim, and this is what the Rabban quotes. Rabban quotes his pasuk. Divayomim, vayechla Asa. He got sick. V'gam b'chol yo l'darash Hashem ki berofim. That's what Rabban is a famous shita. That the Rabban says, I'll get to Rabban in one moment, but he didn't ask the Navi what to do in order to become healed, but rather he asked Rofim. So the Rabban said there are two problems here. Tarta the Reisa. One, the Darshba, he didn't ask Hashem. And number two, Darshba Rofim. The Rabban gives the example. The person says, I'm not going to eat a Pesach matzah, I'm going to eat chometz. There are two Averis. Number one, not eating matzah. Two, eating chometz. And the Rabban says, the famous Lashon Rabban, Machelet the Rofim, Beveis Osei Ritzon Hashem. What do doctors have to do in a house of someone who carries out the Ratzon of Hashem? Ein lidrosh berofim. Of course, we don't pass it like the Rabban. No question about it. We're not at all passing it like that Rabban. We don't have the VM, but the Rabban himself was a doctor. The Rabban was a doctor. Most of the Rishonim were doctors. That seemed to be the favorite profession that was prevalent. Bizman of Rishonim and the Igdoli Yisrael, including the Vilna Gaon and the Chazon Ish, consulted doctors. And all the Igdoli Yisrael consult doctors. Rav Soloveitchik, when he was in a medical situation, he consulted not one doctor, but seven, and then took the Rov. That's a briska. So there's a darga, there's a madrega of someone who's doesn't require a rofe. That's a very, very high madrega. And the Ramban said that's matim to osa, melech Yehuda, to tzadikim of that stature. But not to a regular person. A regular person has to go to a doctor, but he has to understand that essentially, who is the rofe kovasa mafi lasos? Hashem is barach. Ultimately, he's the ultimate rofe, the one who cures us. Okay, and then you have many other examples. I'll just give you one more example. The Ben, the child of Asa, my father was in love with him. Yoshafa Melch Yehuda, he used to call him Jumping Josephat. The Gemara in Ksubis, where this fella, Yoshafa, whenever he saw a Talmid Chacham, he jumped up to kiss him and hug him. That's a famous Gemara. So Yoshafa had to be talking to Hashem, and in Divrei Hayomim also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him, Al-Yidei Novi, Al-Tiru, Al-Techatu, there's a whole, an army of B'nai Moab, B'nai Amon come to wage war against him. And Hashem tells him, "Hisiatzu imdu ruas hishuas Hashem yimachem." Similar to the pasuk over here in Beshalach, Yoshua then vayamin mishorim Hashem umahalim lahavas kodesh b'tzeis sadnei achalutz v'yomim hodu Hashem tidelum chazdo. And that's the end of the ishtabus. If Hashem promises that He's going to effect a Yeshua for him, there's no need for any taksisim lachava, no need for any battle plans, any strategy. You can already say Hallel. You can say Shira, even though the Yeshua did not yet come. That's another famous brisket discussion. Can you say Hallel before the actual Yeshua comes? But when Hashira Hashem, only when I'm on the camel. No, just something. Only when the actual Yeshua takes place. That's a brisket. Is a whole lot. A whole swarm. Dio habedio nishpach. On that issue. Can you have Hallel before the actual Yeshua takes place? And this is based on the Yoshafat, the jumping Josephat fellow. Yeah, you see this constantly in Tanakh. I mean, I brought for myself, wrote down for myself, a fair number of rayas, but the point I'm trying to make is that, let's just maybe one more example, that Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he's probably the best example, Sancheir Melech Ashur, Olel Yerushalayim with a tremendous army, and Chizkiyahu says to Hashem Yisbarach the following. He says, I am no koyach, lo larog, I'm not able to kill like David HaMelech, I'm not able to pursue my enemies like Asa. I can't say Shira like Yoshafat. What am I going to do? I'm the Yashir Amitasi. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to have a good night's sleep. 8 hours. That's what I'm saying. What's supposed to have. And you take care of the rest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay. I'm the Yashir. And that's the pasuk here. Melachim Beis. 1 second. In Perek Yutes. Vayi Balai Lahu. Vayetze Malach Hashem. Vayach b'machane Ashur 185,000. Vayashkim v'abogim v'nei kulam p'garim etim. That night was Leil HaSeder. I assume that Chizkiyahu, he had a nice Seder. Come Pesach, probably ate matzah, probably ate moro, see if he has Mitzrayim, and then he goes to sleep. He has bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mapil sancheirev lefonav, v'kach haya. He's yoshen al mitoso. 185,000 ish. 185,000 people smitten. That's a very high madrega of bitachon. No shira, no tilim. Garnished, been garnished. He goes to sleep, and the Baruch Hashem takes care of it. He destroys Sancheira v'Chela. One night, the Pesach is Zoche, to Yeshua Hashem. So, we see that it's not 100% clear when I should have Bitochon, when I should receive Bishtadlus. That's the most difficult issue for all of us. So we know that the greater the Bitochon, the less the Bishtadlus. How am I supposed to know? People ask me all the time. How do I know what Madrega I am on? How much Bishtadlus I should do? How much Bitochon I should have? So it would be nice if we had Nevi'im. Then we can ask Nevi'im. There are people who think they are Nevi'im. I'm not familiar with them, but perhaps maybe some of you are. A lot of people running around. If there's no Navi, so we try to ask Gdoli Yisrael, people who are very wise, highly intelligent, when to go to war, when not to go to war. But I would suggest we also consult generals, people who are experts in this particular field, this particular area. So you could go and get Sancheirev, and you don't have to be Nichnav. They made Sitkiyo, by the way, it's Pumfaket. Sitkiyo, if you remember, when the Nebuchadnezzar made a siege on Yerushalayim, so Sitkiyo thinks that maybe now is the time to go to war. Navi tells him, don't you dare. You should be Nichna before Nebuchadnezzar. And that's why you'll be able to say the Beis HaMikdash, you won't be burnt down and the like if you are Nichna. So Tzidkiyahu was a great tzaddik, but he didn't have that ability. This is in Malachim Beis, Perech HaFeh, Pasuk Zayin. So here, that caused the Churban and Golus, and he himself becomes an Iver. He himself was blinded by Nebuchadnezzar. So we don't really know what, how, the formula. We have to ask Gdoli Yisrael, Chachmei HaTorah, are people who are very wise and highly intelligent. What derech? There are no klalim. Rasul Lech used to say, the only klal is there is no klal. Or the only klal is there are better yotzim in a klal. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to fight our enemies. Sometimes he doesn't want us to fight our enemies. And the Yeshua Hashem will come some other way. So we have to try to find these Chachmei HaTorah who can hopefully advise us and guide us together with Kiyum HaMitzvos and Be'ez Hashem is Barach. With the proper formula of Ishtadlus and Bitochon, then the Rebbe Hashem will give us Hatzlacha, Mirtz Hashem, and Siyata Dishmai.